Welcome to Clean Air Reports, Ghana. Coming up in this episode, a silence has fallen over one of the country's biggest industrial zones as workers say they are afraid to report air pollution. Residents and workers grapple with the effects of air pollution from roadworks across the country. Clean Cook Stores protect fishmongers from blindness and other diseases. Why are they rejecting them? And Clean Air Reports goes to Johannesburg to see what Ghana can learn about cleaner public transport. I'm Wandami Hagan, and this is Clean Air Reports Ghana, a collaboration between New Narratives and leading newsrooms looking at the state of Ghana's air. Respiratory infections are on the rise in the industrial zone of Asukwa municipality of the Ashanti region. But residents and health workers say they've been forced into silence. Researchers found high levels of air pollution in the area are linked to the Oti landfill site and an abattoir. But Mona Lisa Frimpong found out workers and healthcare staff in the area fear talking out could cost them their jobs.
A solid waste scavenger sits at the Oti landfill site in Kumasi. He worries every day about his exposure to harmful substances from waste materials here. He's asked to keep his name secret for reasons that will soon become obvious. The man, in his 30s, is frail and sickly.
I do not remember the last time I visited the hospital. My colleagues and I take paracetamol to ease our pain.
He attributes his poor health to the inhalation of hazardous substances from the solid waste.
I visited the hospital in 2022. Till date, I have not visited again. We are all ill because of the scent we constantly inhale here at the landfill site.
Medical practitioners have advised him to switch to a different job. Scavenging is a source of income for unskilled people in most developing countries. A study by the Journal of Environmental and Public Health in South Africa found health complaints and injuries are common, including respiratory infections, headache, diarrhea, and shortness of breath caused by polluting gases like methane and carbon dioxide. But the true extent of problems at the Oti landfill is impossible to assess, in every step of our investigation has been blocked by management. The Oti landfill facility is one of the largest disposal sites, receiving about 1,500 metric tons of garbage every day from Kumasi and its environs. We tried to talk with other scavengers at the Oti landfill site, but management of the facility refused us entry. Informal workers inside the facility refused interviews, saying they feared being targeted by the company. But those who did agree to speak off-camera revealed headaches and migraines are common. Kwame Lucky did agree to speak on camera. He has pitched camp close to the landfill site. After receiving garbage from the dump site, he airs it for 3 days to reduce the odor before sorting out scraps.
When the rubbish is brought straight from homes, it has a very bad smell. We pour them meters away on the hill over there.
Management of the landfill knows about the problems. 2 years ago, the site was redesigned to reduce environmental damage and eliminate hazards that the garbage was bringing to the community. But residents of neighboring communities of Dompase and Oti say the overwhelming smell from the site and their continued poor health shows more needs to be done. Former assembly member of the municipality, Elliot Bano Fusu Jr., agrees.
When it rains, the air that comes from the landfill site into the community is very bad. We don't breathe good air at all, I must be frank. And it's having health effects on the residents.
Healthcare facilities in the area, the Lady Julia Health Center, Kumasi South Hospital, and other health facilities refused to comment on the incidence of air pollution-related illnesses in the municipality. Off the record, staff told Love FM they were afraid of being politically targeted for talking to a journalist. But former assembly member Bano claims that healthcare facilities in the area record high cases of respiratory infections.
Sometimes, too, the air is also polluted as a result of smoke from the landfill site. This is recently that it has calmed down some more. Formerly, when they put fire into the sawdust that they have been bringing to the landfill site, so the atmosphere become dark, then we breathe in smoke.
It's not just the waste dump that is causing air pollution and sickness here. On a typical day in the Asukwa municipality, a haze hangs in the air. The municipality is the industrial hub of the Ashanti region, with oil, wood and food processing companies situated alongside the Kumasi Abattoir Company Limited. Before 2020, meat was often roasted over car tires and wood. Butchers burned furs in open fires, producing thick black smoke. Butchers reported high rates of respiratory infections. Butchers have switched to the use of liquefied petroleum gas to singe the furs.
The time that we were using the tires, even that time, the smoke was entering us more. Even sometimes the breathing, or even when you cough, you see the level different from now that we are doing the gas.
While government will not release details of air pollution in the area, a group of scientists and other experts measured the air in October 2023 as part of the Clean Air Summer School held in collaboration between the University of Leeds in the United Kingdom and the Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology in Ghana. Air sensors mounted at the Oti landfill site and the Kumasi Abattoir measured air quality over several days. At the landfill site, the air pollution exceeded the World Health Organization's guidelines for what's known as PM2.5, the most dangerous air particles all day, every day. It also exceeded Ghana's less stringent guidelines for several hours a day. At the abattoir, the sensors found the air was unhealthy for a third of the day. These high levels of air pollution are harming the health of residents, according to Medical Coordinator for Doctors in Business Organizations and Public Health Consultant, Dr. Florence Buampunsim.
It has to be a consistent exposure to it. So if you have been in a particular area and you've been there and it's constant inhaling of these gases that are emitted, that's when you can have these effects that I'm about, some of these effects that I'm about to talk about. So there's respiratory issues, where you have upper respiratory issues, breathing problems, coughing, you have irritation and things like that. We also have cardiovascular problems, okay, which causes problems for your heart in long term. But all these things I'm talking about is long term exposure to these gases.
The research team presented these findings to management of both the landfill site and the Kumasi Abattoir Company Limited in October. A month later, the production manager of the Kumasi Abattoir, Michael Tongban, denied the research team recorded high levels of air pollution at his facility.
That was Mona Lisa Frimpong's report for Love FM in Kumasi. Residents along roadworks across the country deal with high levels of dust from the construction. But people living in Ofanko Pukwasin Sawam say enough is enough. Roadworks have dragged on for almost 2 years, hurting businesses and residents' health. For Joy News, Michael Ashale reports.
The Ofanko Pukwasi in Sawam Highway has become a dust-choked battleground, leaving residents and workers here grappling with air pollution. The stretch spans more than 30 kilometers and ferries thousands of commuters daily. After enduring years of a road plagued with potholes, this road rehabilitation has become a new inconvenience for the community.
So when they started this road, the dust is worrying us too much. It worries me when I dress up to go to work, and I get to work, it seems my attire or my dress will be in a dirt.
Dr. Kwabena Ejenim Boateng works as a resident ear, nose and throat surgeon at the Kolibu Teaching Hospital. He says dust can be so small and so overwhelming that it gets into the lungs and bloodstream.
And then it goes on into the skin in the nose over here, this reddish part that you see. It's a place that has a very big surface area to help in conditioning the air, making it warm enough for the body. And it also serves to trap some of the particles that may have escaped from here over there. Now, in its attempt to do that, that is when by contact with some of the allergens, then this nasal cavity, as in your nose, would react and be producing the itchiness that we talked about earlier, the nasal congestion, etc.
It's not just adults who are affected. Hey guy, Bamari is an expected mother.
That's why I always put on the mask. Because if I don't put on the mask, when I reach home now, my throat will be paining me. I have to take in some mentors before I be up. But right now that I'm wearing the mask, I don't get that thing again. I don't have that effect again. The dust is too much. Sometimes you walk on.
Hey guy sells nose mask along the dusty road. She's not the only one made sick by the dust here. Experts say pollutants may pass to Hager's unborn child, risking birth defects and lifelong problems. Hager knows this, but she says she has no choice.
Obviously, I'll go on for checkups because of my pregnancy. Obviously, I'll go. They'll be checking me to say I'm okay. Sometimes I'll be having a cold. They will give me medicine. But I can't stay in the house. I have to come back still and work. And all is because of the dust.
Dr. Carlos has been monitoring the impact of air pollution on Ghana's growing population. He's the program manager of the Occupational and Environmental Health Unit at the Ghana Health Service.
We know that the children, usually are more vulnerable because their lungs are not well developed. And they stay closer to the ground where you have some of these pollutants in higher concentration. So they are more vulnerable, as well as the aged, the elderly, who are also not able to handle the effects of this air pollution, as well as the strong adults.
The residents are urging authorities to consistently dampen the road throughout the construction process.
That was Michael Ashale's report for Joy News. In November last year, my colleague Albert Opongansa of Ghana News Agency and I had the opportunity to travel to Johannesburg to learn more about their famous public transport system that's leading the continent. The express bus service Rea Vaya Daily conveys 1.5 riders across Johannesburg daily, improving congestion and air quality. That's a long way from our own capital city, Accra, where transport is the biggest cause to air pollution, accounting for 39% of pollutants. Albert joins me now. First, tell our listeners about what took us to South Africa.
Okay, thank you, Wanda. So the trip was under the New Narrative Air Quality Project, and we were in Joburg to participate in the African Investigative Journalism Conference, and I also have a first-time experience of the Rea Vaya as Joburg's transport system.
Now, Albert, we know that a typical ride in a minibus, which is a chocho in Accra, is not a very pleasant one. A lot of these vehicles emit thick black smoke, are rickety, and cause a lot of congestion. It was quite a different experience with the Rea Vaya. What was different for you?
Okay, thanks. So what I experienced is that one needs to buy a bus ticket in advance, and when your travel date is due, you go to the designated bus terminal to board. So technically, without a ticket, you cannot get into the bus terminal. If using a ride as an example, we got there 20 minutes early, and then when the bus arrived, we got on board, and as you can bear me witness, the length of the bus is like twice of the Ayalolo type we have here in Accra. And then the seating is about 90, it takes about 90 passengers, And then it has enough space, and then the seating is comfortable. Provisions have also been made for people who would like to stand should their seats run out. One other thing is that there are dedicated stops which is announced intermittently to passengers on board, so as like first timers like us to guide us. So we got to know that our next stop will be you know, next or second or third stop.
South Africa has suffered from air pollution problems in the past. We were made to understand this was one of the reasons for the decision to introduce the RearVia. But how does the bus contribute to the reduction of vehicle emissions in Johannesburg?
Okay, so I will use the gentleman we interviewed by name Ntika, a historian and a tour guide we interviewed at the Constitution Hill when we went. He's no more driving his private car to work because the bus system is cheaper, faster, and reliable. And just like him, many more people have made such a decision. Now, what it means is that the bus system has taken many private vehicles off the road, and vehicles that would have generated so much black carbon or pollute the environment of the road. Actually, the bus is also designed to run on fuel that is clean. So it is less, it pollutes the environment less. So environmentally, they are making savings.
According to a new climate economy report cited by Quartz, the RearVia has saved South Africa as much as $890 million in travel time, road safety, and clean air in less than 5 years after its introduction. But that's not all. We spoke to some residents who use the RearVia bus, and they told us how it benefits them.
For me, it makes me feel more, you know, at ease to know that, you know, there's cleaner air, especially within Johannesburg, where the air is not so dense. And it's very easy for it to be polluted. It's more cost effective also to the point where you are able to use that money for emergencies at home. Also, you are able to use the money to save.
I take the RearVia bus because it's convenient for me and very reasonable price-wise. I find it very convenient as compared to using a taxi.
So I wonder, we did some reporting on the state of Accra's own version of the rapid transport bus. Can you please share with the audience what you found?
So Ghana tried getting its own version of the bus rapid transport system, which was called the Ayalulu. It was introduced in 2007, but because of a few delays, it started operating in 2016. Now, the buses were designed to carry about 80 passengers, and it was to help improve mobility and reduce congestion. But transport experts say factors like mismanagement and the unhealthy politicization of the program led to its failure. Now, the buses only operate like the normal commercial vehicles, which are the trotros. You're listening to Clean Air Reports Ghana. You just heard me in conversation with Albert Topongansa of the Ghana News Agency. We spoke about what Ghana can learn from Johannesburg's bus rapid transport system. You can find our reporting on the website of Ghana Web and the Ghana News Agency. Fishmongers in Ghana continue to use traditional ovens to ply their trade, even as it's causing many to go blind or have a range of other health problems, including cancer. Despite that, the majority of fishmongers are refusing to use improved clean cook stoves that have been introduced into Ghana. Prince Owusu Esiedu investigated the issue for Adom News and is here to tell us more. Tell us, Prince, firstly, what illnesses are these women and their children suffering because of dirty cook stoves?
Thank you very much for this opportunity. My visit to Jamestown and some parts of Sekendi Takrade along the coast, some women I spoke to who are into fish smoking, they tells me some of their colleagues suffer from eye blindness, kidney problems, stillbirth, and some of them report of their children sometimes get asthma and some respiratory diseases.
Why do health experts say these cook stoves are a better option for fishmongers?
Experts say these cook stoves are a better option for fishmongers because the cook stoves does not emit too much smoke. When you look at the traditional method that these women use, it's very dangerous. When you look at the smoke that comes out, that these women inhale into their system, is not the best. An example is when you visit Jamestown, look at the way these fishmongers are very close to the drums and firewood they use in smoking. The smoke that enters into their system is very dangerous.
Why do these women choose the traditional fish smoking methods despite the availability of clean cook stoves?
These women choose the traditional fish smoking method because they think that their mothers started with it. So they must also follow suit. They also tells me that the clean cook stove is very expensive. It's not affordable, so they need to go for the traditional method. Here are some of the women I spoke to in Jamestown.
I am Yusubi. If you say, the boy Eddie. Yen to me so. Nenu su you say enti se we nu that they na yedi tutu nam.
They are saying that they do not use the modern cook stove because it is expensive. Also for them, it is not as efficient as the traditional oven. Because with the hotter stove, one needs to be turning the fish over to ensure it is even smoked, and even after all that effort, the fish doesn't come out dry enough. That's not the case with the traditional oven. They also made it clear that the traditional oven is what their ancestors have used all this while, and so they do not see why they should depart from it to adopt a modern oven that costs so much.
So what can be done to help these women adopt the modern cook stoves?
Government officials, that is the Ministry of Fisheries and Aquaculture in Ghana, should be able to partner with some institutions so that they can subsidize the price of this clean cook stove so that these fishmongers along the coast can use them going forward.
And what do health experts say they can do in the interim?
There's one woman that I spoke to at Sekendi Takrade. She's the only woman that uses clean cook stove along the coast. And before, she suffered eye problem. Here, she's saying that smoke from the traditional ovens affect the eyesight of the fishmongers, and that there is no fishmonger who can say she has perfect eyesight. They all have eye problems. At the time of the interview, she said one of her colleagues was on her way to the hospital for an eye test. So for her, the benefit of the clean stove is that it doesn't produce too much smoke as the traditional oven does. So if fishmongers along the coast can learn from this woman, it will help them. Experts have advised these women to put on nose masks when smoking fish to prevent the smoke from entering their body system. They are also advised not to bring their children close to where they are smoking the fish. They are also advised to use clean cook stove that do not emit too much of smoke.
Thank you, Prince, for your reporting. That was Prince Owusu Esiedu of Adum News. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Clean Air Reports Ghana. The program is a collaboration between New Narratives and reporters from leading newsrooms across the country. Funding was provided by the Clean Air Fund. If you have a story suggestion or want to let us know what you think of the program, text us on WhatsApp number 053-413-7313. You can also follow our work at New Narratives on X platform and Facebook, and at our website, www.newnarratives.org. I'm Wanda Amihagan. Thank you for listening. Join us next time.